Well, everybody, this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm Karma.
I'm Will.
Hey, everybody.
I'm Will.
Everybody hey. In the house. And you know what? It's an extra, extra, extra special Ghostly Talk tonight. Let me tell you why in a moment. First of all, we are broadcasting live on Pioneer Radio on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern. Mm-hmm. I hear that's midnight UK time, so it's really Monday over there. This is a special Ghostly Talk because guess what? It is Scott L's birthday.
Yeah.
So we have to say happy birthday, Scott L. We just, during the intro, we lit the candles on the cake. There's like 410 of them. And it's getting really hot in here, so we have to do this like really quick.
So take off all your
You can't blow that out. You're going to need like an
extension. I know.
Do we have a fire?
Can I borrow somebody's iron lung?
Just don't spit when you blow them out.
So now you guys know that there are...
Okay, here we go. Let me blow these candles out.
There's copyright issues when you sing happy birthday to you, so we're going to sing two verses or whatever of For He's a Jolly Good Fellow.
Oh, my God.
Ready? Are you going to do it with me or not?
I don't think you planned this, did you?
Did you do researches on this? On the birthday right thing?
Who owns the trademark to happy birthday
some,
to
some you? Some family.
Oh, they're going to get a foot up there.
And they, and,
well, yeah, how come we're not paying off? Because people sing happy birthday to me. Oh, we're not broadcasting.
Right, right. We're broadcasting worldwide. Yeah. And, although we make no money.
Why don't we just say, happy birthday
to Scott.
Passive
expectations, Scott. Change it 15%.
Right, yeah.
Look, this is getting really warm.
The poor candles.
I used to be able to sing it in Japanese.
Oh, okay, let's do that.
I can't do it anymore. I know what
everything
means, though.
Something like that.
Actually, nice try.
This is
Tanjomi Omodeto. Tanjomi Omodeto?
Yeah, close enough.
Okay, great.
It's probably lift the toilet seat or something. Japanese.
I want to bang your mother. What?
Oh.
I know,
what,
like, I know
what
like
classes
one term
were
of
you
Japanese.
Taking? Yeah.
I want a piece of your cake.
I think that could work.
Pie.
Your pie.
Yeah.
That could work better.
So
it
is my birthday now.
So why don't we just do for He's a Jolly Good Fellow?
Okay.
For he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny.
Blah! Very old.
So I walk in the house today. I walk in the house today.
Yeah?
You should blow that out.
Please blow this cake out because it is going to be
Please,
really
don't
warm.
Say blow. Okay, I was uncalled for.
Hey, Will.
That was uncalled for.
You don't suck the candles.
Hey, Will, don't be standing out behind that cake.
some new candle cake fetish they're going to have a website for tomorrow.
Okay. All right, ready? You have to make a wish.
Do I have to tell?
No, nope. Silent wish or it doesn't work. So you have to just make a wish.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I know. Big studio, GT, et cetera. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
New chicks everywhere, yeah.
James yeah.
James says to spank you. But
dude, this table will be going to go flying.
This is what you'll hear.
It's going to be muffled. And you're just hearing faint screams in the background.
Speaking was
right.
Last night.
More! Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, no. I mean, no.
No.
Okay, let's. Okay, here we go.
Don't stop.
I've made my damn
wish.
Stop! You're all excited over there. You really want to watch me blow these candles out, don't you?
This is the wrong show.
I know.
We need some poor music blasting.
Well, you have to talk about sex. Okay, here we go. Ready? Here we go. One, two, three. I think I missed them.
Crazy.
I missed them.
Not a single candle got blown out.
Okay, ready? One, two.
Shit.
That's it. I'm going home. I can't talk anymore. Okay, did I get
them all? Happy birthday,
Scott.
Thanks.
Hey, all right.
That's awesome.
I got them in three shots. That's better than last year, actually.
So I was at the cake store, the bakery thing, right? And I go and I said, I want a spooky looking cake. They have this, like, you know, case. And in this huge case, there's one cake. And I thought, well, that must be the sample cake, right? And I want a spooky. Yeah, I want a spooky.
Don't eat the sample cake.
I want something spooky, like dark, so I said, do you have anything like with bats on it?
They're like Halloween, maybe.
She's like, no, but we have one. Oh, let's see, with a clown on it. And I go, how about something like just in like, you know, dark colors, you know. Well, we have one with a clown on it. I'm like, okay, is this the only one? Yes.
I'm waiting for it to blow up some balloons there.
I'm waiting for like a little midget to pop out.
Like through
his
red
head,
dripping
through his head.
Yeah. Didn't work out.
I think, and keep the smile, too. You gotta keep the smile the whole time.
Evil,
you could have just put Stephen King on it.
I like Scott L. Rocks.
That's
cool.
That
was pretty awesome.
We got a picture of it.
We got a picture.
We'll
putting
it
on
the
website.
Yeah, you get to get the... Yeah. See, you guys don't get to enjoy it the same way, though. So I'm going to shove my face in this thing in a second. It's going to be great. All right, guys, thank you.
So with
thank
that,
you.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday, Scott L.
I appreciate it. I'm
a very. We wish you a very prosperous and happy year.
Yeah, well, at least happy, right?
Hey, you got an album out.
Yeah.
You know, you got a house or a thing now.
At 30, it's going to suck.
30 is going to suck.
Yeah.
29. No, I think 29 sucks worse because you have to spend the whole year worrying about turning 30.
You know what? You can watch me because I turned 30 like
a couple of months
before.
Oh, man.
Not in a couple of months. Actually, a couple of months before that, you know, that you turned.
Oh, yeah. Just turned 30, didn't
December.
You?
December.
Why did you say something?
I didn't know.
Off.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But yeah,
I'm happy about it. I didn't want to go.
Well, I turn 27 again next month.
Times two.
Yeah, getting there. It's getting there. I've been 27 for about 16 years now.
Birthdays aren't what they used to be. Obviously, when you start getting up there, and 29.
Ooh. Well, not many people though have their birthday advertised on
that's
international
radio. I think we broke
the
ground here.
Cool.
Yeah, as far as ghostly talk goes. 29 sucks though. I have to say that.
Did you wish to see some orbs?
Yeah. You got me.
I thought it had something.
Well,
to do
now it's
that.
Not gonna
well,
come
he
true.
He went to the booby bar, so I think he probably
went to the booby bar.
We didn't go there. Yeah, I don't have to work. I took tomorrow off. Sorry.
With orbs.
I took tomorrow off, so I might end up there tonight. Because FJ's like, okay, man, tell you what, we're going.
I'm taking you out for your birthday.
I'm dropping the kids off at 9 o'clock. When you're done with the show, we're gonna go out.
Uh oh.
Okay.
Woo. Maybe
you guys are gonna go out there tonight.
I don't know what's gonna happen. Honestly.
I might have to call him to work.
I don't know. Maybe we'll end up there. I got a couple of 50s, so
yeah.
I can just slap them on my forehead and walk into place. Okay, who's
they
first?
Here. So anyway,
thanks though. Appreciate it.
Yes, yeah, so this mayhem and stuff is Ghostly Talk. We have a very special show, not only because it's Scott L's birthday. We also have coming on the show a bit later. We have
Edward M. Kraft.
Yes, Reverend Edward M. Kraft.
Very cool
DB.
Guy. Yep, very cool guy.
So
he has a lot going on. We're going to save that for later because I'm sure we got some other stupid things to talk about.
Undoubtedly. So it's just what we did on Friday night.
Mm.
Didn't we like go over your house or something?
Sort of.
Yeah, and then we ended up talking about Egypt.
That's pretty intense, man.
It had nothing to do. We were going to watch the fourth Bill Nell tape.
Yeah,
the fourth Bill Nell tape.
Well, I have to. Before we even get into that, I have to.
You
say
guys,
one thing.
I have. If anybody does not know what we're talking about, this Bill Nell stuff.
Yeah.
First of all, I can't believe you've ever listened to a ghostly talk before because we've been talking about him for 4 weeks
straight.
Yeah, he is. alienguy.cjb.net. There's a link up on our website. Mm-hmm. He sells these videos, and we got copies of these videos.
And they're great.
And we also watched that video from Savage Productions or something.
Oh yeah, Jerry sent that to us.
Jerry of Phasmata sent us that.
Interesting video.
These Bill Nell tapes are something you absolutely must get.
Yeah.
And I don't normally push things like, you know, oh, go out and buy Tamara Thorne's book.
We don't like
Books sell themselves, right? Everything that our guests do sell themselves. I'm sure even, you know, Bill Nell's tapes sell themselves as well. But these things are fascinating.
They are.
So
a lot of information.
Every week, every Friday, we have been going over there watching these videos. And we didn't get to watch that fourth one.
Keep going, Doug. I'm sorry.
It says 30 is old, but don't tell Aaron.
Okay, we'll leave that alone. We'll back off that. Well, I got to say one thing about concerning Bill Nell's videos. My parents came over last night to celebrate my birthday, and I was like, you know, we had cake and ice cream and then some pizza or whatever. And then I'm like, hey, you know, guys, we have to go in the living room. I have to show you guys something. So my dad's like, okay, cool. So we sit down. My mom's in the one recliner. My dad's in the other recliner. I'm on the couch. My sister's sitting there falling asleep on the couch, too, right? And I played the last part of the third tape that we all watched.
The Schneider.
Needless to say, my father fell asleep.
I can't believe it.
I thought my dad would be totally into it, but he's just like...
But did you tell him that this guy was found several months after doing that speech?
Well, the thing is...
Having killed himself with a tube?
Well, yeah, I did explain that to him. We've talked about that before, though, about those videos. I mean, unless you really have a sincere interest in what's going on and you want to listen to every word they say, it's either one way or like, I mean, you can believe in it or you can't believe in it. I don't, you know... My dad's like, whatever, I don't care.
Well, even my own interests, and I even had written a journal article about my own interests, and my interests don't usually include conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
Although, you know, I mentioned it in my journal article. Mm-hmm. I'm not really all that into it. I'm not into conspiracies. I'm not really even into, like, the Philadelphia experiment itself.
But it's just amazing.
What interests me about that whole thing is the Montauk stuff.
Yeah.
That, you know, the time travel thing, the psychic controlling the chair, and, you know, stuff like that. The fact that it's now a state park that you get chased off by people dressed.
In order to really
like
understand what's going on, though, about these, like the Philadelphia experiment and Montauk and things like
that.
Well,
you do have to know the whole picture.
You have to go back to the beginning and start and work
with
your
the
way
weather
up
balloons.
To, work your way up to people melting in the decks of the ship.
You
just can't go, I mean, yeah, you can go, oh, wow, that's pretty heavy. And fine. That's fine. Why?
You know, right.
But you have to go back and study this a little bit and learn the history. And, I mean, that's one of the most wonderful things I've ever heard anybody say because, I mean, I couldn't stand history for so long. I hated history. But Troy Taylor walks on the show and he says, man, if you want to know, the first thing you need to do is study the history of where you're going.
Yeah.
He made a very important point on that. And sometimes, yeah, I can understand it. It may get a bit redundant, monogamous, you know, whatever. I mean... But still, you have to know these things if you want to learn, and you learn a lot more that way too.
You're getting birthday donations for England.
To go to England. You're going to England, aren't you?
Getting birthday donations.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Well, okay.
And you don't even have to get naked.
I was going to say, it's going to be real hard.
What a relief.
It's going to be real hard to stuff a penny down my G-string, you know what I mean?
But we've got, the Bill Nell stuff. So that's what we've been doing is we've been going over Scott L's house and watching Bill Nell videos for weeks now.
Yeah.
And
We were going to finish it.
But instead...
Will crashed out.
Yeah.
Will sat and snored for 2 hours.
Yeah, he was sawing a lot.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
It was getting to the point where I'm like, dude, somebody needs to shut him up.
Didn't you say you fell asleep? Did you say he fell asleep at the booby bar?
I said he could.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had the pleasure of sitting with you at a... Adult men's
pleasure.
Entertainment Emporium.
Yeah, men's entertainment Emporium.
Were you getting poked?
So you're like the opposite of Tim. When he goes into one of those, it's like he's on the ceiling. You got to look for Tim up on the ceiling. You can't find him in the bathroom. You can't find
swinging
him
swinging from everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's got the best view because he can look down.
Yeah. There you go. Cleavage.
He's either down or
cleavage
up.
Cleavage don't exist in a booby bar.
No, it's just all
it exists
over
for about 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And then they hit the heavy part of the song and bang! Gone, dude.
But we, so we ended up talking, about religion.
Oh, it just got nuts.
And then, well, I don't know the order of it either, but
it was
religion and conspiracies and New World Order. And
that's what happens with us sometimes. We'll like,
and
we'll
Egypt, of course.
Yeah, we'll set out to do something and we'll end up like, well, you know, okay. And then a conversation will start, and then Will will fall asleep, and then will go to, like, all hours of the morning.
Well, one of the interesting things is the guy who designed the new look and feel of the TeamMFPS.com site, Cairo.
He lives in Cairo, right off the Giza Plateau.
Yeah, he, like, opens his, like, window and...
Looks at the pyramids.
Yeah. I mean, that's, like, totally awesome.
Yeah.
And so if you haven't seen it, TeamMFPS.com, by the way.
We finally got the pictures up, thanks to Doug.
Yeah, we got the picture section. Mess with it a little bit more, make it look more like the site, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
Our listeners in New York, we're coming out there in 2 weeks, so if you want to come and meet the great, well, meet me. I am not going to try that on the air. I will take so many hits.
It's
not going to happen, but we're coming out.
Have you ever heard any of the Solog
Yes,
thing?
Oh, yes, I have. I mean, he should have a couple of ribs removed, literally. I hate to rip off my heroes, Drew and Mike, but just get a room with yourself, buddy. You know, I mean, yeah, he had him surgically removed. I heard. I mean, they had to pull him out, so he could just literally bend himself over.
Yeah,
and, you know, oh my god.
Because yeah,
that explains everybody's doctor's appointments coming up.
The rash of like surgery.
com. It's just hideous. It's horrible. I heard it and my ears were bleeding.
You hear my phone ringing in the morning. Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, this is so bad. Why did you people make fun of me last night? Well, I don't know. We were just, you know, it's early. Well, you should not make fun of me. You will die.
It was a party. What could we say?
Yeah, sorry, you know, we had a few too many Diet Pepsis. You know, we got excited. Sorry, it was Doug's fault.
We were anticipating a sugar high from
And, you know, sorry, you just kind of came up and we just ate you alive, and well, you know, sorry.
You cannot do that to me anymore.
Yes, master.
Hypnotizes you over the phone.
Uh-huh. Take off your clothes, Shadow.
Oh, my God.
I had...
This is a new low.
This is going to go... I don't know what I'm going to do with the archive of this. But anyway, here's what we do.
Get rid of it.
Here's the coolest thing.
Yeah.
Okay? I got a birthday present, pretty much, for Scott L's birthday. Not for you, but it came for me, and it was on Coast to Coast AM last night. Ian Punnett was the guest host.
You know
host.
What? I haven't even had a chance to talk to you about that
I
yet.
Am not even
God,
kidding.
God, great. You know, I mean, you know what it was about? I mean, this is how great Ian Punnett is.
Huh.
Excuse me. This is how much I love the guy. I mean, he can talk about Abraham Lincoln for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going, that's when I was working on the remote thing for the pictures, for mm-hmm. the band's website.
Yeah.
And I had it cranking all night long. And I mean, it was such an amazing, amazing show. And they talked about, I mean, I learned so many new things about the whole Lincoln assassination. So many correlations between him and Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't listen to that show, get on there and buy their download. Whatever
or do whatever you have to do
to
get
buy
it,
theirs.
That rock.
Because Ian was awesome last night. He was straight up great. I've been meaning to mention that to you. He came on, I'm like, it's Ian Punnett. You put it. It's my birthday. It's Ian Punnett. Yeah. So I agree. That was
so great. I benefited from one of your birthday presents.
I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show, but they were talking about how if Bush gets reelected or if Kerry gets into office,
mm-hmm.
one of them's screwed. Whoever gets elected is screwed because they'll die in office or almost die in office.
Is it one of those years or whatever?
It's every 20 years.
Yeah.
Really? That's going to be interesting.
A long time ago, I read it.
Yeah, because Hinckley, you know, shot Reagan,
mm-hmm.
but Reagan didn't actually die yet.
He's
still hanging on.
A long time ago, I read a fact sheet on the Lincoln and the Kennedy, the Clinton.
Oh, the list of
how he was
killed
in the theater.
Between Kennedy and Lincoln, you're talking
about? Yeah, and they read from that list.
Yep.
About 4 years ago, I seen that list.
Yeah, they read from that
list. Kennedy was shot in a Lincoln.
Yeah.
It sends chills up my spine. Because a Lincoln is a very hard to find car.
That's the only
corner.
One to get on my nerves.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay,
yeah,
man,
I know. I thought that was.
What do you want them riding around in? A Toyota?
Yeah. Come to Detroit, you'll find lots of Lincolns.
Yeah,
Lincoln Mercury dealers
with big wheels that keep spinning when the car stops.
Oh, come on!
I hate those
everywhere
because you don't have them.
I don't want them. What? Some guy pulled up next to me. The wheels on his car cost more than the whole damn car. That don't make a whole lot of sense.
Ooh, they have a 1962.
Buy a Malibu. Buy a Malibu. It's not very comfortable, but it runs, man.
It puts the spinner rims on.
Put the spinner rims on. Yeah, brand new Malibu. Put spinner wheels.
Oh,
on.
And ground effect.
And one of those crowns in the back, the air freshener. Is that still
those
in style?
Those are so old.
Oh,
no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not in style anymore.
That was when, I bought one last week. So
yeah. I thought
that
the crown
was when Rodney King went down.
Yeah, you didn't get the email about that. That
one.
I
didn't get the memo in the office.
Yeah.
Crown air fresheners are officially out of style.
Yeah.
Take them out of your car right now. What's in style? What do you have in your car now?
The hula fresheners.
The hula fresheners.
Yeah, you know, the swivel hip.
The
hula.
Swivel thing.
The dogs. Like back in the.
They used to
oh,
be called
bobbleheads,
yeah.
But now they're hula dancers.
You never saw those?
No, I saw the bobbleheads, yeah.
No, the hula dancers.
No.
Those are old, too.
I think they should have a...
Yeah, they are
should,
old,
oh,
but
I
back.
Still see them.
I think for
yeah.
all the guys, they should have a life-size bobblehead of Pamela Anderson.
Ooh. Oh,
no, they should have bobble boots.
Get it?
Bobble breath.
I think that'd be great.
And bobble abs for girls. Why not?
You know how many we'd
you
sell?
Know.
Put Ghostly Talk on them? Just to finance the show.
Manufactured in the Haunted Basement
Studios.
Yeah.
You could put like a little Ghostly Talk shirt on them, like a little dowel.
Oh, no, those would come right off.
That's the point. That's the
point. That would last about 10 seconds after it's pulled out of the package.
Yeah.
They think it's part of the package. Well, this has got to come off.
Oh, they put that on so the kids can't see in the package at the store.
What
yeah.
If, what
yeah.
if it's like constantly wet? Like it's a wet T-shirt.
Ooh, they have wet look. They have wet look fabric.
Guys,
really?
Guys like that better than just seeing the whole thing.
That's wonderful.
it would be if more women would wear. What happens is like. What's his name? Jeff Corwin of the Jeff Corwin Experience wears it. Now, he's normally wet anyway because he's, like, you know, rummaging through the Amazon rainforest.
Yeah.
But he wears that wet look, like,
oh, I
fabric.
Know what you're talking about. Yeah, Corwin's
and
really,
I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he's, like, brilliant.
He's awesome, yeah. But, I mean, I know what you're talking about now. I've seen him wear one of those shirts before, so.
And it's like kind of shiny, and it looks like it's always wet. And well, it always, he usually is, isn't he? I mean.
Well, yeah, he's trawling through a must-infested
yeah.
pond full of
yeah.
alligators, poisonous snakes, and
I got this
dragons.
Frog
or
they should come up with
dragons.
They should come up with
nesting.
Underpants that look like that. That way, guys don't get offended.
Oh. Like I said, a new low. That's pretty hot, though. You know, if I saw a pair of those, I'd be like, yeah.
No, you'd be like, I know I didn't do that.
Well, yeah, in my mind, my mouth would say something completely different. I'd be like, yeah, what's up? gross. Okay, let's move on
yes.
here. This is getting scary.
Yeah.
We do have Edward coming on here pretty soon.
Right.
Speaking of paranormal stuff, geez, you know, I mean, talk about that a little
well,
bit.
Well, I mentioned a couple things. You know, we talked about, you know, conspiracies. We talked about
and then it moved
religion.
To sex.
And then
usual.
It went right immediately to the party part. Yeah, we're
right to sex, straight to sex.
But also we saw that movie.
Yeah.
By the Savage Film Group.
We watched The Frighteners.
And we watched The Frighteners.
Will.
And that was
You're
Will's
welcome.
Fault. Now I had
that was
seen
Will's
that
fault.
Already. I had seen that already.
You know, it reminded me of Beetlejuice. A lot of ways. It was zany
it was,
and goopy like that.
Yeah, Beetlejuice-esque.
But I love Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
I mean, The Frighteners, it was pretty cool. I don't want to be too mean to you.
Harley Ermey was
Wait till
funny.
We get off the air.
That's been bad. I'm just kidding.
Will's been bad, Doug. You better feed him some birthday cake.
No.
The other
no,
way.
Wayne does that.
With a straw.
Oh. I'm putting your food in the blender again.
Enough. That's my fault.
But,
I blame myself for that one.
But the... That was just like Hollywood-esque, you know, and
oh, yeah.
But it was entertainment.
I mentioned that Friday night.
Mindless entertainment.
Well, yeah, we watched that.
Paranormally
movie.
Related, though.
Yeah, that's what made it fit into our agenda that night. But I find myself now because I don't want to say I'm deprogrammed, but I'm getting there, and I can't watch I mean, there's a few movies that, I mean, like I told you, I watched The Prophecy, all three of The Prophecies.
Well, weekend. That's completely
that
different.
That was my birthday present right
yeah.
there. I mean, I just sat and enjoyed all three of them in a row, and it was just beautiful, right? There's a lot of Hollywood films I do enjoy still, but these are older films. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm so deprogrammed now that anything new I get to watch, it's usually, like, educational. And so when somebody goes, hey, you got to see this movie, it's really good, and I'm like, okay, Michael, what was his name? Michael J. Fox?
You know
who?
Got Hooked on Fox. That's pretty old, though.
I know. But it's really helped me out a lot, though, too.
Did you go up at least one full grade?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm in the sixth grade now.
I still haven't opened my eyes.
No, I just found myself, I have a real hard time watching. It's not anybody's fault, really. It's nothing personal against anybody, but it's like, I have myself a real hard time watching any movie now. I'm so picky. I'm like a movie Nazi now.
Oh,
I'm terrible about it.
If Spielberg called you up and said, hey, I got this movie for you or whatever,
I'd be like, okay.
Please sign it.
Do you want to be in it? Am I going to
yeah,
be
what,
in it?
What if you wanted to be, what if he wanted you to be in a movie? Would you be in a Hollywood production?
Well, there's a lot of actors out
as
there.
An extra?
I mean, these guys send them scripts. They just don't go, hey, you want to be in my movie? They send them a script, and these people read
yeah.
the script.
Yeah.
And they go, that's who they decide if they're going to be in the movie on. That's typically what happens from what I've seen. I mean, and there's a lot of actors I've seen. Like we were talking about Boondock Saints a lot lately.
Yeah.
William Dafoe didn't get paid that much money for that movie, but he read the script and saw it was so brilliantly done and it was going to be such a great film that he did it anyway. It's just from an artistic standpoint. He wanted to do it because he knew it would be a great thing for him to be a part of. I think I would try to approach it the same way. If somebody's like, hey, you want to be in a movie? Okay, well, let me see the script. Okay, I meet a girl. I fall in love with a girl. The girl screws me over, and I go and kill myself. Ooh, wow.
Done that.
Yeah. In real life. Why would I want to act that?
You know, I mean, I guess I'd have to. I mean, even as Spielberg, yeah, I mean, that's you're talking money. But, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know the name of the movie. I just watched it, but it was with David Spade in it, about how he's like the kid actor comeback. What's it called?
Kid actor.
Is that that's at the movies right now?
No,
isn't
it's
that?
On video.
No?
It's on DVD
oh.
now. I forget but what it is. Though.
Did it go pretty much straight to DVD?
Like
it really looks like it should.
No.
It's,
well, that gripping synopsis from Christy right there that
no,
would send
no.
it straight to video.
No, but it's pretty funny. It's kind of like touching on
yeah.
what you're saying.
Yeah.
He had to he wanted to play a part of this guy or whatever, and the
mm-hmm.
director told him, well, you never had a childhood because you were a childhood actor.
Mm-hmm.
So you missed out on the things, you know, the big red bike
underneath
the tree.
How can you identify with that
so
character?
He went and moved in with his family.
Okay.
And tried to be a kid again.
Oh, that's
and
very interesting.
It's so hilarious.
That's actually, no, that's cool.
It's so hilarious. I wish I could remember the name.
Okay,
no,
I'll tell you what, why don't we just watch Hope Floats like 50 times in a row?
Well, I'll tell you what.
I had an ex-girlfriend maybe watch that.
Yeah, yeah.
Never again.
I'll tell you what. Let's take a break. We'll get our guest on the phone. If
yeah.
he's not there, then we'll be back with more GT movie reviews. It'll either be more GT movie reviews or...
Edward M. Kraft.
Reverend Edward M. Kraft, D.D.
I can talk about Chud.
Oh, no.
I've just seen that.
Quick, go to break. Quick, hurry.
Have you heard of the Internet's newest Ghost Talk radio show? Visit us on the web at www.floridaghosthunters.com. Our show airs live on Sunday evenings between 9 and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us if you dare.
Ghostly talk, sticking our nose in the world's business.
What happened to your journalistic responsibility?
What do you mean journalistic responsibility? I talk about aliens for crying out loud.
Yeah? And what do you think aliens are?
Christ talks to you about this kind of stuff.
Aliens'
responsibility is usually holding the truth back. I'm trying to bring it back out to people and let them see these things.
There you go.
I think we got one vote on your side, Clyde.
What are you talking about?
Well, you do. A lot of people are on my side, I think.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Ghost hunting. My ethereal anti-drug. streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fook. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. But I'd like to meet his tailor. With the queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
Okay, I'm going to try to smoke, eat cake.
I want to do this live.
Oh, God, no.
I'm actually eating a piece of Scott L's birthday cake and talking.
You were disgusting.
I wanted to do that. I wanted to talk with my mouth full on the air.
That's tough.
Man. I just thought that would be really cool.
That was good.
I did it with cookies one time.
Because yeah. Usually we're like trying to be very discreet eating pizza and then, you know, like swallowing it whole in order to talk, you know.
We had to webcam the show one night just to show the people, like, you know, what we're doing.
No. That was half the time I come in here.
What was that? What, scared everyone away? Yeah, completely.
That might be what it would do. So anyway, as you know, we've got a guest in.
Yes, we do.
We've got a guest on. Mm-hmm. So, Scott, introduce them so we can talk to them.
Can I do my radio voice?
Yeah. Oh, please.
No.
Welcome to Ghost.
Oh, wait, that's
no
mine.
Announcer voice.
Okay.
Just do your best.
Can I just do my wimpy little nerd?
Yeah, wimpy fanboy voice. That's
okay,
a good one.
I'll do my voice then. Okay.
Cool.
All right. Reverend Kraft is the great grandson of a Native American and hedge witch that became his quest for knowledge at the age of 14 while preaching in the Lutheran Church. In an effort to expand his mind, body, and spirit, he began a personal quest in later years by studying Buddhism through the teachings of the Shaolin Temple. This led to the more esoteric form of Buddhism known as Tendai... I'm going to slaughter this. Mikhail. Did I say it right, Edward?
Thank you.
Okay. That eventually resulting in his obtaining the rank of 6th Kaiju in Ninpo Mikhail. I'm going to the mystic and esoteric knowledge of Japan's legendary mountain warrior mystics. Now 38 and living in Huntsville, Alabama, heart of the Bible Belt, he is an ordained witch in the order of the cultists with 2 honorary doctorates, my God, guys, why are you making me read this, of divinity for his work in the field of mysticism and magic. He currently performs, I'm getting laughed at by our guest, this is great. he currently performs pagan rites and rituals, counseling those in need. He offers lectures, classes, and seminars on magic and the paranormal. Quotes. I want to talk about that. He is now working on a book entitled The Magic of Eclectic Paganism, or Just Plain Magic. So we'd like to welcome you to the show, Edward.
Thanks. Happy birthday to you, Scott.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. I wish you could be here live in the studio, but you live pretty far away, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. You guys are having a blast.
Yeah, I'd say we're having fun this week. This is the worst part. Is I'm running by myself now because the other two hosts are stuffing their faces.
Yep.
So they're leading me.
Can you blame them?
Yeah.
Well, my mom told me not to talk with my mouth.
Doug
just
broke the world's record in cake eating, I think.
Oh my God! I was in that thing. I was in the lead like a second ago.
I couldn't help myself. I just had to finish.
Well, now it's your turn. So I'm gonna eat my cake now.
Excellent. So, anyway, do we call you Edward or Reverend Kraft or Dr. Kraft? What? How do people address you?
It is just fine.
Excellent, Eddie.
I just
watched last night or the night before on Bravo. They had the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which is my absolute favorite cult film ever in the entire universe.
I also love it.
And of course, that is going through my brain as we speak, so I must apologize. Now, well, I have to ask you, so what do you do? I read on your website, you have like this laundry list of services and things that you offer, and free, and I wonder, like, what's your day like then? What do you do? You answer emails, or do you go out to people's houses? How does it work?
Yeah, all of the above. I spend a lot of my time right now working on the police chaplains program here in Huntsville, getting involved with that, and also the hospital here. There's a lot of pagans, just as anywhere else, so I've become involved with all that. In the area, there's not that many that can perform the actual legal marriages that a lot of pagans want. And because of that, I tend to travel around the area a lot and do that. My day is basically pretty simple. You know, I do a lot of counseling, you know, one-on-one or phone or whatever it takes to help the individual out. Pretty much all of the above. Do some naming rituals and baby blessings and things like that.
Now, you're talking about these services that you offer. This is an I don't want to say an alternative service, really, but this is, I mean, for people that have these that are along the same line of beliefs as yourself, they can come to you as opposed, well, they really don't have anywhere to go. I mean, you say...
Right, and that's why I do this, is there is no real alternative for these people to have these services performed. It's not like right here in the Bible Belt, which is where I'm at, that they can, you know, walk down to their local preacher or even a military chaplain and say, can you perform these pagan rites for me? That's pretty much where I come in.
Yeah, but I know speaking as I was raised as a Lutheran myself, I like to call it, you know, Lutheranism in some ways is like Catholic light sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I know there's really nowhere else to go if you have an alternative belief such as yourself. So that's I just wanted to get an understanding of where you're coming from, how you do that, and this is basically why you're doing what you're doing.
Right, okay. Exactly. There's just, you know, there's nowhere for these people to turn with these beliefs and such. So that's kind of where I come into the picture. And I can be there to support them and help them through that in one way or another. You know, I do the occasional spell for people and things like that.
Okay.
Not primarily what I do on the reverend end of it, the priest, pastor, whatever you want to call it, end of it, the priest end of it, and so forth.
Okay, well, eclectic paganism. Am I correct on that?
Yes. A lot of people, a lot of your listeners may even take offense to the word paganism, but I use it in the modern sense of the word. In essence, the change of change is a changeless state.
Uh-huh.
The true term, paganism, to be called a pagan in the olden days was an insult.
Yeah, that still carries over to today, I think. I mean, I know I've been called a pagan before, and that by certain people, you know. For example, I know where I work at, there are a lot of people, I don't want to call them Bible thumpers or insult them like that, but there's people that are deeply religious, and when I tell them what I do on the outside of the office, like, you know, I do a paranormal talk show, and I ghost hunt, and I do things like that, they automatically jump to it. Well, you're a pagan. And I know that you just mentioned at one time it was an insult to people.
Well, not just between Christians and those of all mm-hmm. of earth-based religions, but also those of our earth-based religions believe, you know, the term paganism amongst witches was an insult, very much the same as the term warlock.
Really?
I mean, the term witch is asexual. It does not apply to, it applies equally to men and women. The term warlock was an oath breaker, someone who had broken their oath.
Yeah, I know just what little I do know, I always assumed that warlock was the alternative. I mean, there's witch was the witch, you know, with the hat and all that stuff.
A lot of this.
That's all Hollywood and Halloween there, too, you know, but warlock was the term for a male witch.
That's what they told me.
That's what I thought, too, yeah.
Evidently not.
But you're saying no. That
insult.
That's an insult. The term witch is asexual, that carries over to both male and females.
Correct.
We got that from the show Bewitched.
The Bewitched?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Is that where it came from?
That's where the warlock thing, that's where it put it in the mainstream.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Exactly. There's shows like Charmed out there today, and they use it derogatorily. The warlocks are the evil witches, male witches. And there's no masculine or feminine involved. There are female warlocks, you know, back in the day. Nowadays, it's not that big an issue or big a deal.
So the vernacular has actually changed because of a culture that just really did not understand what the words meant.
Exactly. Well, a lot of that had to do with the predominant religion of the time. And that, of course, being Christianity, dating back to the Dark Ages, or rather the 15th century or so, where they, you know, it was a big deal to try and convert everybody to Christianity and the church that was in power politically at the time. But that's kind of where all that the myths and the misconceptions have come from, was that error, and that's one of them. That's just one of the many myths and error, you know. Mm-hmm. That have come from that.
Well, I'm sure there's plenty of other ones, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, history's just littered with them. I just recently read an article, in fact, Italy back in, I believe it was 86, a woman was actually tried she was accused of being a witch and therefore was tried because there was a bunch of fire started. And the nanny, she was a nanny at the time, and one of the women, one of the grandmothers of one of the children, claimed that she was a witch. And because of that, she actually did some time in an Italian jail. And the Italian government was so ashamed of it that they actually, you know, she was accused of attempted murder and arson because one of the children's beds caught on fire. And now those same fires are occurring again, and they're wondering if it isn't, you know, a witch in the area, which is probably more than likely, you know, an electrician that probably had a little too much wine before he got out there, or even a pyromaniac.
Well, then that's interesting. What about the powers that you can summon? I mean, so I'm coming from a completely mind-washed or brainwashed viewpoint, although I'm a little more open-minded, I think, than some people that I've met. But what are these powers? What do you do when you perform spells and things like that? Can you set beds on fire?
You're kind of getting an area where I take it from a very light viewpoint. I would probably consider that to be telekinesis, and that's something, you know, that remains to be seen. But basically, I attune myself with the world around me and nature itself, and in doing so, you know, we're all one in the same. So it allows me the ability to connect with those things and put my nose, and poof, there I am. You know, there's a big misconception with regard to that. You know, you can't just snap your fingers or twitch your nose or bob your head like Genie and make everything happen.
Unfortunately, that's where a lot of people do. That's where they do come from. Is that's all they know.
Yeah, what they've seen on TV. But see, what you're describing now to me sounds a lot more like. I think, you know, even popular culture now, Christian cultures and our brainwashed selves, we're familiar with Buddhism, and that's, you know, you're trying to achieve nirvana, and you sit on a mountaintop and all that kind of stuff. But I mean, so you've got you know. Peaceful, and trying to, you know, raise yourself spiritually and achieve nirvana, that's not looked down upon or cast aspersions cast toward it. Yet somebody mentions witchcraft and spells and rituals, and suddenly, you know, boom, that's dark. Why?
Any of the rituals that most modern, even Christian religions involve themselves with. A lot of that goes back to those you know, the 15th century and such. For instance, there was a French scholar, Christian Jacques. He came up with his own. I'm getting off on the subject here. There were people back in the 15th, I believe it's the 15th century, and they practiced something called the Black Mass at a time when witch burnings were occurring. People were trying to impose their religious beliefs upon the masses, okay, as they, back in England and France and in Europe, it was a big deal. We all have heard the stories and, you know, read the books and so forth, mm-hmm. even in high school. But basically, there's a lot of historical fact that kind of leads us to believe that a lot of it is associated with the Black Mass. But the Black Mass itself is where people began. They already had these ideas about what witches were, and that's these evil creatures that consorted with the devil. Well, witches don't believe in the devil, period. It's not an entity that exists for us. It is a strictly Judeo-Christian ideal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Witches do not believe in the devil, period. It's not in our belief system whatsoever. And back when the Black Mass came about, and that was basically a revolt against the Catholic Church at the time. You know, they became so harsh and so politically involved that a lot of the priests and bishops and so forth began to practice the Catholic Mass in reverse as a form of protest against the church. Automatically, these people who were performing these things were considered and called witches because they didn't understand what witches were doing at the time. It was strange to them, and anything that is strange to us as human beings, we tend to fear the unknown.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what happened. So these people were revolting against the church. So automatically, we're afraid of these witches. We don't know what they're doing, so they've got to be witches too. But they're two totally separate entities, two totally separate things. One was a protest against the church by members of the church. And that's where the whole association of witches being associated with the devil really came into play.
Well, the mindset seems so simplistic, too. From what I've read in the past, I mean, if anybody strayed from the norm, so to say, which would be, let's just say, Christianity, okay?
Right.
If anybody just jumped from the norm in any slight way, a good, hardworking woman or man, just going about their lives, and maybe they do one thing out of the norm.
Question their belief.
Question somebody a little higher up than them, maybe in the church or whatnot. Bam, you're a witch. Burn them. Die. Go. That's what, a lot of what I saw, and I never really understood the mindset on that. But it seems to me, and I mean, I don't want to sound one-sided, it seems to me as if that's a bit of fear on the part of the people that were committing these acts against these people. As in, well, this is somebody that's questioning us, therefore this is someone that could bring us down in some way. If enough of these people start doing this, they could bring us down, and we won't be in charge anymore. We have to get rid of them right now.
But that's not.
That's where it comes into play. Yeah. That's the whole concept, is that mixing politics and religion don't go. Yeah. Let's look at what's happened in this country and other countries right now, what's going on in the world, and our country's involved in all these conflicts, and we see it as a political thing. They're mixing their, other countries are mixing their political views with their religious views, and, you know, there is a political solution, but they won't, you know, address it. That's how we've had the tragedies that we've had lately in this country.
And that's horribly unfortunate, too. Because, I mean, we talked about that on Friday night for a little while in our discourse and discussion in the middle of the night. And that's the one thing that I've been saying. I'm like, what happened to the spirituality? Where's the spirituality in any of these religions anymore? All I see is business. All I see is business. And that's what you're saying, Edward, is you're mixing these with politics with religion. And what's the point of it anymore? What are we trying to do here? Are we trying to get to heaven or wherever we're trying to go? Or are we just trying to run a business now? Is this just only my own self-interest as the president of this organization? Or am I truly a spiritual person who's trying to reach the next level? And that's what you're saying right there, is they're mixing these two together, and, well, a lot of tragedies have come as a result of that.
Exactly. You know, when it just, history has proven, any high school student has read about the burnings in Salem.
Yeah, that's a case example right there.
I mean, if you look back at the actual list of people that were burned, there were preachers burned at the stake during the witch trials.
Mm-hmm.
There were completely innocent, well-known Christian people that were burned. And it was just fear. You know, it began as fear, and then it became the girls' fear of getting caught. So they were serving their own self-interest and then being praised by their community. So this is the same thing. It, you know, most every witch I know is I happen to be a traditional witch. I've been involved in Wicca and so forth. That's why I use the term eclectic. Because that's a big to-do with most quote-unquote pagan religions nowadays, is that there's a lot of debate as to, for instance, the word witch itself.
Yeah.
A lot of Wiccans call themselves witches. Traditional witches consider themselves true witches.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it doesn't really matter what label you put on it. You know, if the shoe fits, wear it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why try to put a label on something? Just believe in it.
Well, yeah, that's there's a great example. That's a great point right there because, yeah, stereotyping and labeling is another problem. I mean, like I said a few minutes ago, what happened to the spirituality? Where does spirituality go? Where is this?
If you spirituality truly is an individual thing, and I don't, I personally, you know. Everyone out there listening can believe as they do, but my personal belief is that we each have the right to choose for ourselves where we're going to go. I mean, this universe is vast enough to hold every paradox and every piece of the puzzle. And until we get over these labels and stop kicking ourselves in the butts and blaming this one, that one, and the other one for their beliefs, we're never going to be able to put those pieces together. That's what it comes down to, you know. Look, I believe in mine, you believe in yours. I'm willing to listen to yours, you listen to mine. Sooner or later, we're all going to get those pieces straight, and we're going to have a complete puzzle again.
Mm-hmm. So basically,
until we decide for ourselves to stop persecuting one another mm-hmm. with regard to religious beliefs and spiritual beliefs, that's never going to happen.
And that's the bottom line right there. Like I said, the spirituality seems to be sucked dry out of a lot of this now. And it's a huge problem for the simple fact that we just look, if you really want to, go watch CNN and see what happens, what they want you to see every day.
Yeah.
I mean, and they do show you some pretty disturbing things that have happened just recently, over the last year. And this basically comes down to religion. The United States is considered, I'm sure we've all heard the repertoire, we're the great white devil, and that's why we need to die. And it's
I find it kind of ironic that most major religions, you know, if you go back to the ancient Sumerian text, you can start looking at how everyone, Muslim, Christian, Judaism, everybody seems to have the same root. For instance, Muslims recognize Abraham the same as a Jew does, the same as a Christian. What? Come on, people. Where did it happen along the way?
And the Islamic culture also recognizes Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
That.
Even witches, some witches do. Some witches don't. Some witches do. But most witches respect him as a teacher if they respect nothing else. They may not view him in the same way, but they don't tell people that, hey, you know, my way is the only way. They say, if you see it that way, let me listen to what you have to say. Maybe I can pick up on something that I didn't think of already.
Instead
of saying, this is the only way.
Well, I think along the way, because you just made another great point, it all seems to stem from the same thing, right?
It does.
But even within just the single, you know, if you take Catholicism, there's like, how many, has anybody actually written a list of all the different branches of that same religion?
Same church, yeah.
It all basically started off as Christianity until Muhammad came along and was supposedly Gabriel sat down with this thing and told him to write exactly what God wanted him to hear. Mm-hmm. So now you have Jesus Christ had passed many, many years ago, and now you have Muhammad stepping forward saying that he was told by Gabriel the angel to send a message from God. So then now you have all the people that believed in Jesus saying, well, this Gabriel guy is trying to say that he's like the next prophecy or whatever. And that's basically where it forked off. It forked off when Jesus, they believe that Jesus actually did not die on the cross, that God took him back. So that's where it forked off right there.